It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday, August 8th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. When it comes to buying books online, most of us think of a company that starts with A and ends with Zon. But this week, Google and the big box bookstore Barnes & Noble have announced a plan for same-day delivery service of books. People buying books in Manhattan, parts of Los Angeles, and San Francisco can start using the service this week, which matches Barnes & Noble stores with Google Shopping Express delivery vehicles. So is this about getting in on Amazon's share of buying regular books online? Well, not exactly. Carl Howe is vice president at 451 Research.
I see this as Google and Barnes & Noble striking back against Amazon essentially dominating the ebook business. And the way they're doing that is they're delivering real books, which many consumers prefer, in the same day, just as you might order an ebook over Amazon. The great thing, though, is you get the paper copy you can take to the beach.
Howe says that in a year when some of Amazon's battles with publishers have been front and center, Google and Barnes & Noble might get their foot a little further into the door when it comes to hawking and profiting off the old-fashioned stuff. While we're talking about Google, we should note that the tech giant hasn't just been killing off links that violate the European court ruling on users' right to be forgotten. The company also announced this week that it would demote search results for websites that aren't up to basic online security standards. This week, we've been getting updates from our hack-loving homies who are in Las Vegas for some of the biggest hacking conferences of the year. I'm speaking of Black Hat, ending this week, and DEF CON, which continues into the weekend. Our friend Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos has been in Vegas all week and joins us from his hotel room. Chester, how are you?
Good, Ben.
All right, is your hotel room Wi-Fi secure?
I'm not really testing the waters there. I did hear a rumor last night that the MGM casino's computer systems were entirely down for several hours, mysteriously.
Ooh.
You know, I'm sure it's not related to the fact that there's 25,000 hackers in town right now.
Tell me what you've seen this week. You've been there all week now. What are some of the themes that are being teased out there at Black Hat and some of the other events?
Yeah, I've been hearing about lots of things. One of them is about hacking USB sticks. The idea is apparently that any USB device you have, whether that's the thumb drive in your pocket or a computer keyboard or your webcam or any of these things you plug into your system, they can actually be sort of infected with an incognito computer virus that can spread from device to device. And currently, there's really no way to block or stop that behavior. But it has caused quite a stir amongst security researchers who kind of are all doing a bit of a head slap going, oh, I can't believe I didn't think of that.
Black Hat is now ending. DEF CON is beginning and going through the weekend. Can you give me an example of something that's happening at DEF CON this weekend that would never happen at Black Hat?
Well, you know, I guess one of the contests that occurs every year at DEF CON is called Spot the Fed. You get prizes for identifying U.S. federal agents who may be undercover pretending to be hackers. That's the kind of thing that's not usually done at a more corporate conference like Black Hat.
Well, I wish you luck. Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos. He's in Las Vegas for the hacker conferences happening there. Chester, thank you very much.
As always, thanks for having me, Ben.
It's Silicon Tally time. This week, my guest is Megan Garber, staff writer at The Atlantic. Megan, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Oh, I am.
All right. 5,000 words.
5,000 words.
This has to do with a board game.
Oh, Scrabble.
Well done. 5,000 words added to the Scrabble dictionary this week, including new tech terms like hashtag, selfie, and ugh. Vlog. Are those the tech terms that you would add?
I would adamantly not add vlog, even if it helps me win a Scrabble game.
I was going to say V is like a high scoring letter.
It's true. It's such a conundrum for the Scrabble fan who hates the word vlog. All right. I've got 10,000 pounds, and that is as in the British currency, not the weight.
The British currency.
Which is slightly a clue. It has to do with a selfie.
Oh, of course. I was just reading about this and looking at this monkey's photos.
Yeah.
This is like a monkey that took pictures with a guy's camera, and he's like, you know, he feels like it's copyright infringement for Wikipedia to use the photos of the monkey that the monkey took itself with his camera.
Yep, and the 10,000 pounds is the estimated court cost that it's going to cost him to sue Wikimedia over this debate.
I was looking at those photos, and they were so incredible. Like, the one photo of the monkey grinning this, like, I just stole something grin. I would want credit for that, too, even if I didn't take it. All right, so I got something for you. 4 billion miles.
Is it a number of times around the Earth that something could travel?
We are talking about space. I'm going to give it to you. You're close here. The Rosetta spacecraft
arrived
at this comet that I cannot, for the life of me, pronounce. Churyumov-Gerasimenko. Apparently, this thing traveled 4 billion miles over 10 years. Over the next few months, the flight team will look for a spot to land the spacecraft so scientists can study the surface of the comet. I saw this movie. Awesome. Bruce Willis was in it.
And also Ben Affleck.
Yes. All right. What do you got for me?
Okay. One tap.
Oh, man.
This was a hard one. Okay. It has to do with, well, I'll give you, how about pizza?
I'm just going to give up now.
So there is a new app called Push for Pizza, and its whole selling point is that with one tap on your phone,
you can order
a pizza without having to do any more work than that.
I hate this so much.
You're playing your Scrabble game. You've just won with Vlog. You want to celebrate. You tap for a pizza, and there you are.
Our brightest minds hard at work. Megan Garber is a staff writer at The Atlantic. Megan, thank you very much for playing with us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.